The IMF report revising the country's growth forecast in 2012 will result in further budget cuts, the finance ministry said Wednesday. The head of the country's elite organised crime squad is in trouble for allegedly giving a suspect advance warning of his planned arrest. And Petr Dvořák has been elected the new executive director of Czech Public Television. The finance ministry has confirmed that the IMF report revising the country's growth forecast in 2012 would result in further budget cuts. Finance ministry spokesman Ondřej Jakob told the Daily Pravo that the ministry had taken note of the revised figure and would further amend the budget so as to meet the set deficit of 105 billion crowns. The budget had been tailored to an economic growth of 2.5% in 2012. The IMF on Tuesday cut its estimate from a previous 2.9% to 1.8%, with analysts predicting an even worse performance should the EU's leading economies slip into recession. The head of the country's elite organised crime squad, Robert Šlachta, is in trouble for allegedly giving a suspect advance warning of his planned arrest. The suspect formerly worked for the police force in a subordinate position to the police chief. Mr. Šlachta has rejected the accusation, claiming it is an attempt to discredit him. A police inspection is investigating the case. Petr Dvořák, the former head of commercial TV Nova, has been elected the new executive director of Czech Public Television. Mr. Dvořák, a hot favourite from the first round, won 12 votes from a 15-member committee. The chair of the committee, Milan Urde, said Dvořák had presented an impressive policy concept and was clearly the best candidate. In his analysis of Czech television's performance, Mr. Dvořák criticised the work of the news and current affairs departments, said public television was bogged down in a production crisis, and stressed the need for more educational programmes for children. He is to take up his post on October 1st. A Prague district court on Wednesday handed the head of the Czech Association of Midwives, Ivana Königsmarková, a 2-year suspended sentence for inflicting grievous bodily harm through negligence. The midwife assisted a difficult home birth, which lasted for the better part of 3 days and resulted in the child suffering severe brain damage. Doctor said later that with proper hospital care, the mother could have delivered a perfectly healthy baby. They blamed the midwife for failing to assess the situation correctly and call a doctor and ambulance. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be sunny to partly cloudy with day temperatures between 17 and 21 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.